Blog Talk Radio.
And this is the Real Talk for Real People show. A show that is designed to give you an idea about relationships, creator awareness relationships. I like to say creator awareness because when you are cognizant of that relationship, you're quite aware of the interactions and parameters and guidelines within that relationship. I call it creator awareness. And it also applies when it comes to one another, brother or sister, nation, tribe awareness. And so if you are aware of your responsibilities as a member in that community, brother, a household, a historical household, part of a historical tribe, and part of a historical nation, you realize that you have some responsibilities as a member in that community. And also, which applies, no matter if that community is dispersed throughout this universe, you still have a more obligation and responsibility to that community. And also, which applies to different nations, different nation awareness. What are the responsibilities and duties and requirements? And how do you interact with other nations? What are your responsibility to other nations? Do you treat other nations quite differently than what you're treated? So let's and as I said, thank you, Abia. She gave me an update on how the show was playing out tonight, and she said it's clear. And thank you very much. It's all about awareness, and awareness of their relationships and what their relationship called for. Creator awareness, brother and sister awareness, and different nations awareness. And so in these studies, we like to delve into the awareness component and aspect of it. Also in every relationship that we, the above mentioned, we delve into these relationships and we try to ascertain, like an archaeology find, we try to ascertain what is in the best interest in the find and apply that to one's life, because the evidence doesn't lie in any case. It is in regards to the Creator, to one another, in different nations. The evidence doesn't lie. We need this awareness, and we need to interact within the confines and perimeters of that awareness and how to act, because we don't know how to act when it comes to the Creator. We don't know how to act when it comes to one another. And we certainly don't know how to act when it comes to different nations. So these studies will help you see it from that point of view, from that perspective, and give you a paradigm shift. You have to put away all you think you know, all what you've been told, and all what people, these so-called scholars, have told you about the Creator. You need to dispense with all of that right now before you delve into these studies. You have to go into them with an open mind and an honest mind, a mind that is bent on knowing the truth, no matter how that truth plays out. And so Cartrell and I, the lead student in these studies along with me, we like to take you there. We like to take you there so you can get a bird's eye view, a clear view, a clear understanding, not tainted by false perceptions, foregone conclusions. Because, as I said, the evidence does not. We need these studies as crystal clear as they possibly can be presented to you. And contrary to lie, I, my brother and friend from New York City, we like to present them in that fashion. But before we get started in our studies, I'd like to make comments about contemporary subject matters, be they international, you know, national. As far as international is concerned, Boko Haram is the counterpart to the Nigerian counterpart to the Taliban in Nigeria. They're still doing what Boko Haram doing, stealing young girls and and so on and so forth, and terrorizing the community. Keep this nation in mind. Tonight, perhaps when you bend down on your knees, I know you're not a diplomat or anything, but it's always be cognizant to know what's going on in different nations. And so I would recommend going to BBC and studying what's going on internationally speaking. And also, to grade is concerned in Ethiopia, the very same thing is happening the violence and in the northern tip of Ethiopia. The violence and the war is still going on. And it takes up to 100 lorries to feed the people that have been scattered. And most often when it comes to wars and whatnot and so on and so forth, it always the women and children who always seems to suffer the worst with these petty men and who have been on testosterone and foolishness, who don't seek the Most High in their endeavors. So it seems that the women and children seems to suffer the most during these situations. So as I suggest, go to the BBC and check out the Tigray in the northern tip of Ethiopia and the conflict there and see what's going on. Find out what's going on. Don't have your head stuck in the sand. And in this country, nationally speaking, I like to believe that the Real Talk Korea people had some initiative, some incentive. We motivated the president in this country to take notice of the officers that were in the Capitol January 6th and 2. We made contact with my congressman that irregardless of what the Republicans are doing, if you say you care about the people, you should express your appreciation for these men putting their lives on the line to defend your interests and holding the line for you. And we'd like to believe that we had some input, and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris showing these men love for putting their lives on the line for them. Florida is concerned, my heart goes out to the brothers and sisters in Florida. I see the man that they call their governor. He reminds me of somebody that don't know what the hell they're talking about. And cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And so be that as it may, the escalation of the COVID-19, the plague in Florida, because, you know, I'm not a proponent of the vaccine, but I do believe in doing the best thing you can with what you have, the masks and taking your vitamins and staying away from one another and so on and so forth. This man don't believe in anything. So my heart and prayers go out to those, my brothers and sisters. They're in the state of Florida with this imbecile, this fool that they call a governor. And California, the fires are still escalating. And I'm going to go back momentarily to Greece international news. The fires are still escalating in California. And for those affected, the Real Talk for Real People show, we offer our prayers and concerns, whatever's happened to you in Florida. And also, when I mentioned fires, it brought to mind Greece. Greece seems to be having the same problem as far as I'm concerned. And so the Real Talk for Real People show extends its concern and prayers for those in Greece also. So let us get started. And before we do, let me bring my friend and brother on from New York City, Cartrell. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is high. Shalom. Okay, I guess I hit the wrong mic. I'm sorry. Abby, I wouldn't talk. Gee, listening. I'm sorry, Katja. I made the Most High bless you. I hit the wrong number. Your mic is hot, brother.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yam Sufari. May the Most High bless you and your family. Shalom.
Thank you. Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May he bless you, you and your family also.
Yes, so we witness in Yah's will. Yah's will be done. In the fourth kingdom, we are 400 years after this captivity. We've seen things culminating into Yah's judgment. The Most High is judging the earth, whether you know it or not. And hopefully we are astute enough to ask Yah to forgive us, to have mercy on us, and to make us a part of his salvation. So whatever's going on in the world, we know that there's mass confusion because the nations of the world do not call upon the Creator. They lean upon their own understanding, and we just follow right after them. But we have to recognize that the Most High has made a bond and a covenant with us, and that we do have salvation and redemption from our Creator because we belong to Him. And once we understand and acknowledge that, then we will understand our role as our Creator's servants, because He ain't serving us, we serving Him.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said at the beginning of the show, the Creator awareness. All right. Let's turn to chapter, if Cartier's done with his commentary, I certainly am. We turn to chapter 10 of the second book of Chronicles. May the Most High bless us. Thank you, brother. May the Most High bless us with his word in the application of our studies. Now, you remember I mentioned several days ago that I made the mistake of saying Asa was King Solomon's lineage on the throne, but it was really Rehoboam who succeeded his father, King Solomon. And King Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had come to Shechem to acclaim him king. Jeroboam, son of Nebat. Now here's what we're gonna come to a split pretty soon in the tribes. And see how it comes into play, the interactions and whatnot, as far as the relationship with Yah, the relationship with one another, and perhaps now and then the relationship with strangers. See how they interact and play out. Now, Jeroboam, son of Nebat, learned of it while he was in Mizraim, where he had fled from King Solomon. Jeroboam returned from Mizraim. They sent for him. Jeroboam and all Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam as follows. They wanted reconciliation. They wanted to knit the rift that obviously was between the nations at this point, at this juncture. And they wanted to mend the rift. And so...
So Yamsu.
Go ahead.
King Solomon had the whole nation in unity, in unison, right? From what
right.
we read.
Right.
As did his father, King David.
Mm-hmm.
So now we got Rehoboam.
Right.
And now the whole flavor changes because King Solomon is gone. His wisdom,
right.
his knowledge, his understanding, his influence, his impact, his power that he had. Now he's turning over to his son.
Right.
King Rehoboam.
Right. And there obviously seems to be a strain in the relationship. There obviously is a strain in relationship, so they've come to him to mend this strain in the relationship. And they spoke to him.
So Rehoboam is who to King David?
Rehoboam is King David's grandson.
That's right. Should he have been following the same path that King David that his grandfather, King David, was following?
Well, he should have.
Yeah, because King David is famous then and now.
Yeah, but obviously, Kaitreya and fellow students, his father had an impact upon him, which was King Solomon. And King Solomon, as we know from the book of Proverbs, had his problems. And the Songs of Solomon and the book of Ecclesiastes, we realize King Solomon had his problems. And I think it bled off into King Rehoboam. Instead of him being fused into what his grandfather was, I think whatever problems affected King Solomon bled off into his son to a negative component. And
exactly.
Yeah. So in contrary, fellow students, that's why I said it's all about relationship, people. It's all about relationship. So they come to him and they said, your father made our yoke heavy. It was hard working under your daddy now. Now, lighten the harsh labor. Now, put a slow your roll. Now, you got your temple. You got your palace. Slow your roll. In the heavy yoke that your father laid on us. And we will serve you. Let's nip it in the bud. He answered them because he didn't have a constructive and positive relationship with them. He answers them, come back to me in 3 days. Now, if he was right, he said, yeah, you right. But no, he wanted to test the waters. So he tells them, come back to me in 3 days. So the people went away. King Rehoboam took counsel. Now, he went, did the right thing. Well, no, he didn't do the right thing. What he should have done. Yeah, well, he should have started off first. In the first, what I said, the creator awareness concept. He should have started off with the first thing, creator awareness, which he did. He sort of jumped in the military and said, you didn't jump the chain of command. So he jumps the chain of command and lowers instead of going up the chain of command. He lowers his chain of command, and he goes to the elders, which he should have went after the first chain of command, community awareness, creator awareness. He should have went to creator first. But he goes to the second. He goes to the elders, who had served during the lifetime of his father, King Solomon. And he said, what answer do you counsel to give these people? I mean, them the old people, player. They answered him, and they gave him good counsel. Now, you'll be good to these people that you call these people, which are your people, and appease them and speak to them with kind words. Say, hold on, you need to stop putting on that role of tough guy, okay? You ain't no tough guy. Stop playing the role of the tough guy and speak to them with some kind words. You know, a lot of us, we still try to play the role of tough guys when it comes to us because we don't understand the dynamic of relationship criteria. We want to play the tough guy, a tough girl. And they told him first quarter, hey, you need to put aside that tough guy role, okay? And they will be your servants always. Show a little tenderness, you know, show a little kindness, show a little consideration. But he ignored the counsel. Yeah, go ahead.
Yansu.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that what King Solomon did?
Yes, he spoke to him kind. Even though the work he had put on him was rather harsh, and they say, hey, the temple built, your palace built, give us a break. But King Solomon knew how to talk to them. King Dawood knew how to talk to the people. You can't be talking out to the people all like you a tough guy. Like you ain't got no consideration for what's going on for him.
This is King David's grandson.
Right.
And he ain't got no military record.
And he ain't got no people skills.
Like he a bad guy.
And he ain't got no people skills, Kaitreya. None whatsoever. No people skills. And a lot of us are the same way we are. Look at our communities. Look at our so-called hoods, Kaitreya. We ain't got no people skills. And that is the outcome of not having people skills, Katra. Knowing how to talk to us. A little kind conversation. Common courtesy conversation. A little consideration conversation. We always want to come in and try to play the tough guy, the tough girl. And ain't been to nobody battle. Ain't been to no man's army. But always trying to play like we the tough guy, a tough girl. Just like King Rohabam. Like you said, Katya, this guy ain't been in no military conflict. But he talking all hard. Like he a tough guy. Go ahead, Katya.
How did he get his position? From his grandfather, King David.
Right.
And he ain't acting like King David, is he?
King David was a humble fellow. He didn't talk like that, bro. You remember Cartrell and fellow suitors when King David was running away from Jerusalem? And I forget that Benjamite that was on the side of the road that's talking all bad to him. And he didn't respond like that, although they got him later. It wasn't the king that got him, but the mother, they didn't forget the way he talked bad to the king. Yeah, but they didn't forget it. His men didn't forget it. But now, look here. He didn't say nothing bad to that fella. He didn't talk all harsh. He didn't say, I'm going to get up with you. I'm going to get up with you, with the Most High. Take care of me. I'm going to give it up with you. He ain't said nothing like that to him. He was humble. He was a humble man. That's what the Most High liked about him, Cartrell, fellow suitors, Aviyah. Humility, man, is the key to the success in relation with the Most High awareness, creator awareness. Humility is the key to access of the Most High awareness. Not this bad guy attitude, Cartrell.
So, Yamsu.
Yeah.
How much have you learned from King David?
We, cause truth be told, let's be honest about it. And for the sake of argument, and I don't argue, but because we don't study him, Cartier, we don't have a creator awareness, most of us don't know anything. Okay?
Well, King David left the songs behind.
Uh-huh.
Right. And those songs that he wrote. Is there wisdom?
Plenty, man. It's a gold. It's gold in them there heels.
So we in the year 2021, whereas Rehoboam, King Rehoboam, is King David's what? King David's grandson.
Right.
So how much knowledge should King Rehoboam of Israel had? Not only King from his grandfather, but from his father, King Solomon,
he should have been real tapped in. But I'm gonna tell you, you're gonna find out a whole lot about this young fellow, and it goes to not only his father but his mother too. You're gonna find out a lot about this young fellow. You know the old saying, "The hand that rocks the cradle," plays a lot of part in these relationships. It's not only just the fathers; the mothers have a great impact upon the growth and development of these children. And you'll find out in the studies, it's all about relationship, okay? All about relationship. Go ahead, Cartrell.
So, Yamsu, my point is,
okay,
this is the grandson of King David.
Right.
Who we are getting wisdom, knowledge, and spiritual strength from, right?
Right.
We get spiritual strength from the words of King David.
Exactly.
And I'm sure that while he was king, the people that was writing and chronicling and recording everything that he did and everything that he said,
right,
his grandson, King Rehoboam, had access to all of that, didn't he? Not only did he have access to what his grandfather said, but he also had access to what his father, King Solomon, Rehoboam, King Rehoboam, why aren't you picking up on the wisdom of your father, King Solomon?
Right. Well, as I said, it's all about a creator awareness as far as relationships are concerned. If you don't have a creator awareness, an almighty Yah awareness, then you're going to miss out. And apparently, King Rehoboam didn't have an almighty awareness. Because if he did, first quarter, Cartrell and fellow students. He would have went to Yah first. Then he would have consulted the elders, if need be, and so on and so forth. Seeing that he didn't have a creator Yah awareness, and thus he finds himself in a situation. He finds it just like most of us do, Cartrell, truth be told. Go ahead, brother.
Well, if King David was my grandfather,
right?
What kind of character you think I would have, son?
If you had a Yah awareness concept, just like King David and just like King Solomon, you would have a great understanding. But if you don't have a Yah relationship, I don't care who, it could be your mama, your sister, brother, anybody else for that matter. If you don't have that relationship with Yah yourself, a Yah awareness concept, whoever it is, your father, your grandfather, whatsoever, and certainly in this case, Cartrell, he didn't have that relationship with Yah.
Yo, we talk about King David himself and his grandson.
It
Rehoboam.
Made no difference. Cartrell, you and I respect the exploits of King David, but
what?
Apparently King Rehoboam didn't. He didn't respect Yah, obviously. He didn't have a Yah awareness concept, and he didn't have any respect for his grandfather, apparently. And so thus the outcome. And you have to have that relationship, Cartrell. You and I respect Yah. You and I respect King David. You and I respect King Solomon. So it's easy breezy for us. But if you're missing out on any one of those steps, Cartrell, you're going to be missing out, bro. And that's just dead on.
So, Yom Su, why was it important for King Rehoboam?
Why was it important for him? It should have been essential for him to have that relationship with Yah.
Exactly.
Respect for Yah and respect
for
him.
Not only with Yah, but with his people.
Right. It should have been essential. Let me finish. Because of the fact it would have showed development in his relationship. And it's all about relationship, people, with the creator, with the people. Everything's connected. Everything is connected, has a domino effect. Everything has a domino effect in these relationships. So if he had that understanding, he would have had respect for his father and grandfather. And he would have had a connection with Yah, but apparently which he didn't. And so he had a domino negative effect as far as relationships are concerned. Go ahead, Cartrell.
So we know that his grandfather, King David.
Okay.
King David had a relationship with Yah. David had a relationship with his people.
Exactly.
King Solomon had a relationship with Yah, and he had a relationship with his people until he violated.
Exactly.
King Rehoboam, on the other hand, this dude is like, he ain't paying attention to nothing that his predecessors did. Not the wisdom of his father, King Solomon, nor exploit of his grandfather, King David. Imagine if your grandfather was King David. What? If my grandfather was King David? Oh, my goodness.
Well, that seemed to be the case there. He didn't have that relationship, and he certainly didn't have that understanding.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, you can say that again, brother. It don't get any better, Cartrell and fellow students. And it says,
because Rehoboam, the king of Israel,
right?
It was because of his mentality and his attitude.
Exactly.
That the nation split into two nations, two kingdoms.
It caused a division. Right here, this bad attitude. And some of us, unfortunately, still have that bad attitude, gotcha.
King David didn't divide the nation, did he?
Mm-hmm. No.
King Solomon didn't divide the nation, did he?
No.
So what's up with Rehoboam?
He's something special. Just like a whole lot of us, gotcha.
We are something special.
And not in the way we think we ought to be, Isaac. We are something special. And here's what he does when in special self. He ignores the counsel of the elders. That the elders
that sounds
gave
familiar, doesn't it?
Exactly.
I guess Rehoboam was saying that the elders are like dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Y'all dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Y'all,
somebody just said about elders. You and me. Yeah. Them old fools don't know what they did. Right. Which they did. And who did they take counsel with? Young, dumb fellows just like himself. He took counsel from young, dumb fellows just like himself who had grown up with him, his friends, and were serving him, his boys, his crew. They didn't know no more than he knew. He hanged out with his crew, and he listened to what his crew said, his boys he hang out with. Hey, man, we listen to my old fool like Cartrell and Soup, man. Yeah, man, they don't know what they talking about. Man, we something new. We something fresh. We going to do this the right way. We going to do it all the way live, baby. No, they ain't going to work, and they going to like it. And tell them, get with it. They didn't know. Hey, Cartrell, let's be honest about this as far as relationships are concerned. That attitude for our young folks hadn't changed very much, Cartrell. They're the same way. I'm looking at our neighborhood. They ain't listen to us. They listen to their boys.
It's all about them.
Yeah.
What they got.
All about them. They something special, Cartrell.
And you ain't got what I got.
You better believe it. Now look at the outcome. The evidence doesn't lie in our communities. Our young men are the same way these young men are today in our communities.
The fruit don't fall too far from the tree, do it.
You better believe it. And with serving, what he asked, do you counsel that we, now he asking these young folk that don't know no more than he do, that we reply to these people. These people, I'm an IP, he's talking about these people who said to me, listen, now these people, the yoke that your father laid on us and his boys, his crew, the young men who had grown up with him answered, this is what you tell the people who said this to you. My father made your yoke heavy. Now, you make it lighter. You make it lighter for us. Now you make it lighter for us. Set it in. My little finger is thicker than my father's loins. I'm more man than my daddy ever was. That's what he's saying. This boy ain't got no respect. He's saying for all his children, I'm more man than my daddy ever was. My father imposed a heavy yoke on you. And I'm going to add to the yoke. Uh-huh. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
He started out right.
Yeah.
Because he went to the elders first, right? Which is what he was supposed to do.
Right.
But he messed up. Because he didn't like the elders' counsel, did he?
No, he didn't.
That's what we're feeling today.
Exactly.
We old. We don't know what we're talking about.
Right.
We dinosaurs.
Right.
But trust me, we have more experience on the earth than these young folks got.
Cartrell, between you and I, we have almost 120 years or more. What do they got? Between you and me, we have almost 120 years of experience. What do they got?
And trust me, Yamsuf.
Yes.
And that calculation, how much have we seen?
We seen so much, man, we forgot half the stuff we seen, Cartrell. But
yeah.
But when it comes across us, we remember it. We don't retain it readily. But let something happen that we've experienced, we readily remember the outcome, Cartrell. Okay? We readily remember the outcome. But these young brothers and sisters, they don't have that experience. What can they recall? So talk about Cartrell and talk about Yamsuf all you want to, and say we're old this and old that. Now, that may very, very, very well be true. We are old this and old that. But I tell you this, between the both of us, we retained a lot of wisdom and understanding, okay? And it will be incumbent and wise upon you to take full advantage of it and try to humiliate it just because you ain't there yet. And if you keep acting the way you're acting, you probably ain't going to never get there yet, okay? All that foolishness. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
You know what they say?
What's that?
That history repeats itself.
It certainly does. That's why you got ailments. That's why you got ailments. Right.
He's just like the young people today. Exactly. We don't need to hear the voices of old folks. They right. dinosaurs. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. This
exactly.
is 2021.
And I'm something special.
That's what they were saying to King. Young dudes he grew up with. Yo, my
just
man.
What did he say, Kyle? He
King Ray Ball. We're not going to do it like King Solomon.
Cadrill, what did the man say? Look at my little finger here. I'm more the man my daddy ever was. Oh, man. You ain't nothing like King Solomon, player. You don't have none of King Solomon wisdom and understanding. You ain't nothing like King Solomon. What is you saying?
How many people came to see him? The King of Sheba, go see him?
No, I ain't read nothing about it, have you? Yeah,
no,
he
no,
more
no.
the man than his daddy ever was.
He
got
to be studying his father, like we're doing right now when we go through
exactly.
Proverbs.
Exactly. Exactly.
But he saw his father. His father got like 700 wives, 300 concubines.
Uh-huh.
And he thought that he could be better than his father.
Than his daddy. Instead of learning from his daddy, taking full advantage of the wisdom and understanding his daddy had, he hating on his daddy. Instead of learning from his grandfather and the connection that his grandfather had with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, Yah awareness concept, he spurned everything. He spurned the connection with his grandfather had with Yah and the wisdom and understanding that Yah endowed to his father. This guy pissed on everything because he didn't understand. He didn't understand relationship, Cartrell.
Yeah, I'm so.
Go ahead.
King David's Psalms, which were songs back in those days,
right,
were famous worldwide.
Right.
King David was like Michael Jackson or Prince. Everybody knew
right.
what lyrics he was putting out.
Exactly.
Now you got the grandson, like he got amnesia. He don't know what his grandfather did. And you're going to bring a whole new flavor. You're going to be tougher than King Solomon. Okay.
This guy pissed on everything. I'm going to be, and you know, and it may be colorful, but it's the truth. He pissed on everything. He pissed on his grandfather. He pissed on his daddy. And he pissing on the people. And I'm going to tell you why, because he pissing on Yah. He didn't have any respect for Yah. He didn't have respect for his grandfather. He didn't have respect for his father. He didn't have respect for his people. He pissed on everything. He just had a pissing parade, people, because he had no respect for anything. Just like our young people today, they don't have any respect for anything. They pissed on everything. And thus the outcome that they have now.
It ain't just the young people. It's the old folks, too.
Yeah, what they say. Ain't nothing like an old fool, brother.
The old folks got, Stockholm Syndrome?
You better believe it.
The old folks don't know their roots, their culture. They ain't teaching the young folks nothing. So the old folks is just as bad as the young folks.
You better believe it. Because they don't have this Yah awareness concept. They don't have history of your founding fathers awareness concept. They don't have a connection with the king's awareness concept, the Levitical priest awareness concept. The people themselves, among themselves, concept. How to treat different nations concept. We're stupid about everything, but we know everything.
And you know what's crazy, Yamsu?
Yeah. Go ahead, Contrail.
We expect the people that hate us the most is going to do us right.
Yeah. For Cottrell.
Why are we trusting white people?
Yeah, well.
Who hate us. Who have never seen us as equals. Right?
Well, Cottrell, I heard
what makes
this.
Us think that they're going to treat us as equals?
We're delusional, man. And I heard this from Neely Fuller Jr. And I had to share it with us in our studies. Cottrell, you remember when you and I were little boys? And you know, and Yah's numbers, that ain't number 60 days. And Yah's numbers, that's 60 days to him, you and I been here. To us, it's a lot of time, but Yah's number, me and you ain't been here a good two and a half months. Okay? So
how about 6 hours?
Okay, yeah. You remember when you and I were little boys.
Yeah.
And some of you remember it also. And we used to, you see cars going down the street, right? And we've been with our best friend, we had said, that's my car. And Cottrell said, for instance, hypothetically speaking, it was Cottrell and I sitting on the corner up in New York, and I came to visit. And we sit on the corner, we see a nice car, that's my car, Cottrell, that's my car. You know, 3 or 4, 5, I'm 7 years old, he's 7 years old. And Cottrell said, no, Soup, that's my car, man, that's my car. Two little delusional ass boys, and it ain't neither one of y'all car. And that's what we do when we're dealing with this universal white race supremacy system. That's mine. Ain't none of they got yours. None of what they got yours. Okay? And you better believe it. That's why you're begging for everything. Because ain't none of what they got yours. Just like with Cartrell and our little boys on the corner talking about, that's my car. That's my car. Now ain't none one of y'all car. Because that's why we're living in a delusional state of mind, and we don't have a relationship, a Yah connection awareness concept. We don't have a nation awareness connection concept. We don't have a tribe aware connection concept. We don't have respect for family aware connection concept. We don't have respect for nations, other nations awareness concept. And so when you miss out on any degree of what I just spoke about, Yah, your king, your people, Levitical priests, land, all this connected, different nations, all this connected. You don't have a connection with none of that, you're going to miss out on all of it. And that's why we do these studies. If you have a misfire on any one of those things I just spoke about, if you have a misfire, or you're going to have a car that ain't running, it's just going along. It's misfiring. And we are misfiring in our communities. We're misfiring.
So yes, we're asking for the wrong things. We're asking for things that don't belong to us.
Exactly.
We are exactly like Patty Hearst.
Exactly.
Patty Hearst was kidnapped by the Sibianese Liberation Army. Patty Hearst's father was a billionaire. She asking for the money for the bank that they robbed. We
right.
don't have to rob nobody because we're rich anyway. Our
right.
people are rich based on our inheritance. And all you have to do is give us back our inheritance and we'll be good.
Exactly. But
they have
exactly.
us where we're tricked out. We think
exactly.
that we're supposed to be trying to get what everybody else is getting when they come to America. And America is a capitalist country. And we have no concept or idea, understanding of what capitalism is. We sending our children to go to school to get education and get a job. No. People that come to America, they establish businesses to take care of their own needs and services. And we have failed in capitalist America to take care of our own needs and services.
Yeah, because we're still on the side of the road talking about, that's my car. That's my car.
We're talking about my country.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you apply to anything that you're talking about, that's my car, that's my car. You apply that concept to everything, that's the foolishness of what we're doing with everything.
Well, I hear people talking about our democracy, our country.
Now, you see what I'm saying? That's my cop. That's my cop. That's for
you. And you ain't got a lead. You ain't got a title.
When I hear that, country, I cringe. Our democracy, our founding fathers. We ain't no I, ain't no we, and none of what y'all say. Okay? That's my cop. That's my cop. Let me stop, country. Let's finish up, country.
Our flag.
Okay. Yeah.
Our democracy.
Man, I cringe. He said, my father imposed a heavy yoke on you, and I will add to your yoke. My father flogged you with whips, but I would do so with scorpions. This guy.
What's wrong with him? What's wrong with Rainbow?
I don't know. He was drinking too early in the morning, bro. Or something.
Your man grew up in luxury. King Solomon made a fabulous palace. He built a fabulous temple to Yah.
People, man.
Huh?
Any boy talk crazy to people, man. All ghetto.
He had servants. The Canaanites were his servants. But
yeah.
you gonna put pressure on your own people.
Own people. You're going to talk crazy to your own people. You're not connected with your people like your father was, like your grandfather was. You don't understand the dynamics of the relationship, nor do you care. You're just going to piss all over. Just like we do today, Cartrell. We don't respect the dynamics of our relationship. And we continue to piss all over. I'm going to be honest.
It doesn't matter what the elders say.
Yeah.
You're going to listen to the young folks.
Oh, yeah. They know what's going on, man. They know what's happening. Them old fool don't know. We know what's up, man. Them old fool don't know what they're talking about, man. And truth be told, in defense of the young folks, some of them old fool don't know what they're talking about, Contrary.
Sure.
They don't.
Because the old folks is trying to be like the young folks.
That's their problem. A grandmama out there with a dress on just as short as her daughter, her granddaughter.
A dress? Okay. She's on my spandex and tattoos and piercings.
You don't know the granddaughter from the daughter. The grandma from the granddaughter. Come on, man. Stop it.
Blonde hair, green hair.
Yeah.
Grandma got green hair. Damn. She got piercings in her chest.
They call grandma cougar. Grandma cougar in now. She ain't got no time to be instructing the daughters or whatnot, the daughters of Israel. She is cougaring.
How to be a wife and a mother.
Yeah. How to be a friend to your husband, a friend to your family. How to look out for your family. Your family is your crew. Your historical house is your crew. Your nation is your crew. But you ain't telling them that, all this nonsense. Let me go and finish, Katja. I'm getting a little irate now. Let me calm down. Now, it's your role.
Control the anger and forsake wrath, brother.
Yeah, that's what I'm finna forsake it. I'm finna forsake that conversation right now. Jeroboam and all the people came to King Rehoboam on the third day, as he told them, since the king had told them, come back on the third day. The king asked them harsh. Let me talk bad to him, man. How real bad to them. Thus King Rehoboam ignored the elders' counsel. And he spoke to them in accordance with the counsel of the young men. And he said, I make your yoke heavy. I add to it. My father flogged you with whips, but I will do so with scorpions. I'm going to make it hard on you. The king did not listen to the people. He did not have a relationship with the people. Why? For Yah brought it about in order that he might fulfill the promise. Yah brought this about. Yah made it happen like that.
So, yeah, I'm too.
Yeah.
If you're the king of a nation.
Yeah.
And the people don't love you. They ain't listening to you.
Right.
What kind of king are you?
Like Donald Trump? Don't nobody want you as king.
So, Yamsu.
Yo.
King Rehoboam.
Yes.
was using the wrong words.
Yes.
He was not trying to connect with the people, his relationship.
He wasn't.
He talking about he going to be more oppressive than his father was.
Yeah, he talking tough guy rule.
And why? What
but
did
no
anybody
reason,
do to him?
Just
you a young friend. You grown up in the palace of King Solomon. You got all the luxuries. But you going to put pressure on the people?
He had no call. He had no call to talk to the people in the way he talked to the people. Like you said, Carter, you're living a life of luxury, and you have the audacity to talk to the people that Yah tells you to represent. You don't own them people. That's Yah people.
I hear that.
That's Yah people.
But you ain't a king. You're not a king if the people don't have your back.
Well, and another thing, Katria, just cause you the king, them ain't your people. Them y'all's people, okay?
Exactly.
You can't talk to them folks in any kind of way, man.
After the order of his grandfather, King David,
right,
and King Solomon.
Right.
You're going to change up the whole program.
Yeah, I'm something special. Me and my crew, we gonna talk bad to these suckers. They better do what I tell them to do, when I tell them to do it, as fast as I tell them to do it. And they better like it too. Man, come
that's
on.
That's the head on, nigga in charge mentality.
Yeah, and we still got it, Cartrell. We still got it, unfortunately. You talk to y'all folks any kind of way, man. Like this, them your people. That ain't your people. You part of the crew. That's y'all people. You y'all people. You don't own them people. Just like because you the king. Y'all put you to represent his interests. That's y'all people. You going to be representing the people and y'all's interests down here on earth. You don't going to be talking to folks like you own them people. You don't own them people. That's y'all people. Y'all redeem them people.
So Yamsu.
Yeah.
It shows you how great King David was.
Exactly.
Because King Rehoboam, this dude ain't slay no giant. King Rehoboam didn't conquer the Philistines or the Hittites or the Perizzites or the Hivites or the Jebusites. Right? He ain't do none of that.
Right.
Yet his grandfather who did that had way more humility than his grandson, King Rehoboam.
Exactly.
Where does King Rehoboam get all this arrogance from?
Well, as we continue to study Cartrell and fellow students, you will find out.
I assure you, you'll get a glimpse of it. So let us continue. And he tells them, the king did not listen to the people, for Yah brought it about in order that Yah may fulfill the promise that he made through Ahijah, the Shilonite, to Jeroboam, son of Nebat. And this guy ain't when it comes to
Ahijah.
Right.
We read last chapter that he got a book.
Right.
Ahijah is a prophet.
Right.
And the fact that he prophesied on King Solomon.
Right.
This is the result of his prophecy, but we don't have a glimpse into what Ahijah prophesied insofar as King Solomon, his son.
Right.
But we know that King Solomon went off.
And Jeroboam ain't going to be no better for Israel. When all Israel saw that the king had not listened to them, he had no connection with them. When all Israel saw that the king had no connection with them, the people answered the king, hey, we don't want no part of King David. We don't want no share in Jesse's sons as kings over us. Tell your tents, O Israel. We don't want no parts of you, man. We'd had enough of your mouth, man. It's a wrap. Now look to your own house, O Dawood. I mean, you are representing the king, dog. You look to your own house then. You gonna talk bad to us like that? Like you own us? That's a rap, partner. You look after your own interest. We done with you. So all Israel returned to their homes. But King Rehoboam continued to reign over the Israelites who lived in the towns of Yehuda. Now, those are within their vicinity he reigned over. But the other twin tribes in their region, they ain't want no part of them. They don't send nobody here. Come on, what you going to do to us? Be in service. Ain't none of that. We is not responding to nothing you talking about, man. We don't want to rap. We don't want to hear nothing you talking about. Don't come in with that. So, again, but those within the towns of Yehuda, he reigned over. But the other 10 tribes, they didn't want to rap. King Rehoboam sent out Hadoram, who was in charge of the forced labor. But the Israelites repelled him to death with such. Hey, man, we told you. Better get on away from here. We done with him. It's a wrap. Thereupon, King Rehoboam hurriedly mounted his chariot and fled to Jerusalem. Israel had been in revolt against the house of King David to this very day as I speak. As I speak. That's why we got conflicts in our neighborhood now. That attitude. We still been in revolt against the house of King David. And it's all because not understanding the creator awareness concept with Yah. The king awareness concept. King connected to the king, connected to Yah, connected to the people. The relationship between the people connected with the king and the king connected with the people. And the relationship with the people's awareness, they are connected with the king, and then they're connected with one another, and they are connected with strangers that choose to live among them. Not understanding that the domino effect, King Rehoboam was above his head. He didn't know what the hell he was doing. He was above his head, and he was arrogant to boot. He had no respect for his grandfather and none for his father and certainly none for the people. And it was a domino effect. Go ahead, Cartier, my dear brother and friend.
Well, that's one of the things that King Solomon was worried about.
Right.
And, his son messed up everything that he had done.
And he certainly did that, didn't he, Cartier?
Oh, yeah.
He was saying that in the Songs of Solomon and Ecclesiastes and Psalms. And the book of Proverbs in so many words, he was saying, "What man would know when he rises the sun and he comes after him and destroys everything, so to speak?" He sort of knew something. One of these boys gonna mess up everything, and it certainly did.
And we can see that King Rehoboam, son of King Solomon, did not have a relationship with the Most High Yah, because the smooth transition of power from King Solomon to King Rehoboam should have been just as smooth as it was from King David to King Solomon, right?
Exactly.
So we can see that our leaders have an impact on our people. And King Rehoboam brought division in the nation, which has not been resolved to this day.
Amen, brother. Amen. You ain't lying, Cartrell. Let's say it. It's said. And that's why Cartrell and I, we always try to emphasize to you guys, it's all about the relationship, people. You got to have a constructive and positive relationship. The awareness with Yah, most importantly, with the king. The king with Yah and with the people. The people with the king and with one another. And with strangers that choose to live among them. And with the land. Everything is interconnected. You miss out on one thing, you mess up everything. You miss out on one thing, you mess up on everything, because it is a domino effect. The king in the interaction not only with Yah, but with the elders. Well, King Rehoboam messed up. They gave him good counsel. I mean, first and foremost, he should have went to Yah first. But he did go, let's concede the fact he did go to the elders. But even that being said, he had no respect for what they said. He let his youth and inexperience get the best of him. Just like our youths do today. Go ahead, Contrell.
But just like you say, Yamsu, he should have had a relationship with the elders and followed their counsel.
Right.
But peer pressure is what destroys our young people today. Rather than listening to the experience of the elders that went
right
before them, they rather call the elders dinosaurs and listen to their peers.
Exactly. And they still do, Katra. We all did. And it cost us. And we're still doing it, and it's still costing us.
So when are we going to learn? Because this is an open book test. And you and I have been around for a long time. And we've seen the machinations of our enemies. War on drugs.
Yeah.
All kind of stuff that they perpetrated against us as a nation and a people.
Right.
And now they got our people in fear.
Mm-hmm.
And our people never dealt in fear with these people.
Exactly.
Our ancestors who came over here butt naked on ships did not fear these people, which is why we're in the position now that we're in. We're not on plantations picking cotton, are we?
No.
So,
but they still fear these people. They still fear them.
Why?
Because they try to emulate them in every aspect.
Why do we fear these people?
Well, we've been socially engineered and conditioned. And all the truth been beaten out of us, educated out of us. So we have no connection with our Yah awareness concept. We have no connection there. Thus, we have no connection with the king. We have no connection with one another. We have no connection with our elders. We have no connection with our princes of each tribe. We have no connection with nothing but foolishness, Cartier. It's just like you and I on the corner, 7 years old. That's my car. That's my car. It ain't neither one of our cars. What we're living in is not neither one of our cars in any component of the dynamics of this relationship in this nation. Health, education, labor, welfare, law, you name it, I call it. We have nothing of ours to call ours. And we need to stop saying, that's ours, that's ours. That's my car, that's my car. It ain't neither one of our cars. Go ahead, Cartrell.
So what we need to start calling out is what actually belongs to us, like our land, our heritage, our roots, and our culture.
Exactly.
If we start doing that, trust me, the nations will take notice.
Stop running away from it and start running to it. King Dawood says it all the time. You're my shield. You're my buckler. You're my high tower. All that and all the components of who you are, what you are, and what you should be doing, those dynamics are within those frameworks. And if you don't understand that, you don't understand anything. And you're totally confused about everything.
So our focus is on the American dream, which has been our nightmare.
You better believe it.
Stop focusing on the American dream and focusing on our heritage. What on earth belongs to us?
Exactly.
We all know.
That's
we were brought here and came, but naked on slave ships.
Should come out of your mouth, Cartrell. That's one of the first questions that one should ask themselves. Stop lying to yourself and or each other. And then once you ask yourself that question, you need to make a connection with your creator. And I say the creator connection concept, Yah connection concept. Make that connection. What on earth, as Cartrell said, is mine? So you can stop being like little girls and little boys sitting on the sidewalk watching cars passing by saying, that's my car, that's my car.
It ain't near one of y'all cars. And we're just like those little children.
And no, we like Patty Hearst.
What's that, Cartrell?
I like Patty Hearst.
Mm-hmm.
Patty Hearst, her father was a billionaire.
Exactly.
Patty Hearst got kidnapped by the Sibyanese Liberation Army. Right?
Sibyanese Liberation Army.
They traumatized Patty Hearst to the degree where she joined the Sibyanese Liberation Army. Meantime, her father is a billionaire.
And they traumatized her. They traumatized her, and she wanted to be like them. She thought she was one of them, and so on and so forth. She even had a sexual relationship with several of the members of that organization. And just like our women, just like our men. And the Most High left instructions for you in that dynamic is concerned. And what did he say? Become not like your oppressors and choose none of their ways. That's clear, crystal clear.
And what are their ways? Do they still speak with a forked tongue? Mm-hmm. And the Most High says that he hates lying.
Exactly.
So they've been lying to us for 400 years. And we still going for the okey-doke.
When will we learn, Cartrell?
I don't know. You got people with PhDs. Been to Harvard. Princeton. Yale.
Educated fools, Cartrell.
What?
Educated fools. Because King Solomon didn't get his endowment from a prestige college. Harvard, Princeton, MIT, he didn't get none of that from them. It was endowed by Yah. So if you
none of those universities that you mentioned,
yes,
has the solution for the problems that we face today. Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Dartmouth, all these Ivy League scholars and talking about, you know, European people that think they're so educated.
Right.
They don't have a solution for the world's problems today.
No, they don't. They don't have a solution. They create
their
more
solution
problems.
Is go to Mars, go to the moon.
Yeah.
Find some new planet that we could go to and survive. But how
science,
you know, that's not going
to
work.
Yes, to abuse for their resources in their land. Find somebody else to kill, mistreat, and abuse, and manipulate through the CIA and any other alphabetical organization you can to undermine the government of other nations. And you're talking about the American way. Here, poppy time. Well, contrary to my dear brother and friend, we beat that horse. We're going to come back and beat it again. We ain't going to beat it no more today. Cartrell, my dear brother friend, we need another lovely song from King Solomon in the Book of Songs. Are you willing to share that beautiful song of King David with us?
I no doubt. In order to build up our spiritual strength, our spiritual might, our connection with the Most High, we must know how King David connected with our Creator. Because modern day, they don't know how to connect with the Creator, do they?
You ain't going to have no connection. You ain't going to have no help.
So King David.
You're having some feedback. Are you close to something that's causing you to have some feedback?
So you have feedback.
Yeah, like you're close to something. It just started.
Somebody got their alarm system and they call on?
No, it was there. Like, it ain't doing it now. When you're talking, it's not doing it.
Okay.
And that's a good thing.
So I just closed the window because somebody got their alarm going off in their car.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't hear it now.
All right. So Psalms chapter 54 is a song by our king, King David.
And what here's what it says. To the chief musician with string instruments, to be sung with string instruments, a contemplation of King David when the Ziphites went and said to King Saul, is King David not hiding with us? We know where he at. Yeah, we know where that trick at.
they say today, right?
Yeah, they were snitching. Okay. Yeah, and I think they got some too.
Oh yeah, is it fine? But we have no loyalty, no love for one another, like we should have.
Right.
Talking about the Ziphites ratting out King David's King Saul. King David ain't do nothing to King Saul, but the Ziphites to rat him out.
Yeah.
But King David wasn't worried because he know that Yah is his shield, his buckler. He ain't got to worry about people that's more powerful than him. All he got to do is reach out and communicate with Yah, right?
Exactly.
And that's how he does it. We give thanks to the Most High Yah, Elohim of Yisrael, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to our King, how he showed his relationship and how he's protected against all enemies, foreign and domestic. He didn't worry about anything. Right. And that's how he did it. In his prayer, he says, Elohim, by your name, deliver me against my brothers, against foreigners, against people that hate me. Don't matter. And by your power, vindicate me. Why? Because I'm trying to walk your path. I'm trying to walk the path of righteousness. And people ain't trying to hear that. Elohim, listen to my prayer. How many prayers King David sent up to the Most High? After a while, Yah said, I got to hear this man's prayer because he's listening up 1,000 prayers to me. I got to hear him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And pay attention to the words of my mouth. Yeah, y'all are watching everything that you say, positive and negative. Let's take positive words. So Yah is paying attention to every word that you say. How about that? King David says, for the arrogant have arisen against me. Oppressors have sought to take my life. And do not keep Elohim in mind. And guess who he's talking about? He's talking about King Saul.
Right.
King Saul was arrogant. King Saul rose up against King David to kill him, even though King David was killing all the enemies of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
King Saul oppressed King David while he was on the run.
Right.
And he started to take his life.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you trying to take King David's life? And he ain't do nothing to you.
And King Saul, obviously, contrary, according to this, had not set Yah before him. Meaning
that's
that Yah, he didn't have a Yah awareness concept relationship.
And that's what the next verse says. They do not keep Elohim in mind. That's the problem with the world today.
Amen. Sheila.
King Saul didn't have Yah on his mind. What did King Saul have on his mind? Killing King David.
Yeah.
That's all
the wrong things.
In his mind.
All the wrong things, not the right things, country.
King Saul, Yah was far from King Saul's mind. And just like King Saul, the people of today, they ain't got Yah on their mind, do they? That's why they will sleep with another man's wife, because you ain't got Yah on your mind.
No.
That's why you would shoot the brother.
And think nothing of it, one way or the other.
That's right. So Joseph, we know, had Yah on his mind. Potiphar's wife came to him like, yo, Potiphar's out. He ain't nowhere to be found. You and me tonight, baby. And Joseph was like, no.
You and me tonight, baby.
Joseph said, nah. I got Yah on my mind because he's watching me.
Yeah,
how many of us know that Yah is watching us?
Right. If you had Yah on your mind, it would sort of put a damper on that. It would take the fun out of that. If you had Yah on your mind, it would have pricked your conscience. And because of your relationship with Yah, it wouldn't be that much fun, okay? And I like the part where Cartrill said, "We don't have Yah on your mind. You and me tonight, baby."
And you know she was mad. She was upset because Yah was not on her mind.
No. She got righteously indignated and went and told a lie. And went and told a flat lie on the man.
What? That's what the wicked do.
Yeah.
Cause don't, she didn't
be get surprised when they, don't be surprised when they tell lies on you. Cartrell said it. That's what the wicked do. They tell lies on you.
So the fact that Joseph kept Yah on his mind, didn't that save him?
Now say that again, Cartrell.
The fact that our ancient father Joseph had Yah on his mind.
Right.
That's what saved him, right?
Better believe it.
That's the only thing that saved him. He's like, yo, no, mama, I can't do this.
Yeah, I
can't
do
that. He didn't even mention Potiphar. He said, my God is watching me.
Yeah, I can't do that, lady.
No.
I mean, you looking all good and whatnot, but I ain't looking at you like that. That, you know, I work for that man. That man showed me some love, man. I got love for that man, and I got love for the creator. I have a creator awareness concept. I can't get, I ain't gonna have no fun. Okay, I can't do it like that.
Was y'all watching Joseph?
You better believe it.
Oh, yeah. Because if Joseph had a slip and slept with Potiphar's wife,
well,
what do you think the end result would have been?
Yeah, we wouldn't have been reading about the book of Joseph.
Nope.
Yeah, and Ephraim, the tribe of Ephraim. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know,
Jacob probably would never exist on again.
It would have affected a whole group of people. It would have affected a whole group of people.
So, King David knows that there's people that ain't got Yah on their mind. He says, look, Elohim is my helper. He works as Samson. You know why?
What's that?
Because he's telling people what his strength is. They ain't got to tie him up with ropes, and they ain't got to, like, cut his hair. King David letting you know, Yah is my strength.
He
you trying
you
to figure
food.
Out where I get my strength from? You trying to figure out why I'm victorious? You trying to figure out why I could kill 10,000 Philistines? You trying to figure out why Haram is my man now? Because Yah is my strength. That's my secret.
Yeah, ain't no secret. What is that, Katria? Ain't no secret.
He letting you know straight up. He said, look, I ain't trying to hide it. Elohim is my helper. That's why I'm so successful. That's why I slew Goliath. That's why Yah made me king. It ain't about me. The Most High helped me. He says, Yah is with those who are guarding my life. So all his crew around him, they had the same attitude as him, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They depended on Yah, just like me. If you're hanging around with people who don't depend on Yah like you, you need to, like, make a new assessment of who your friends are.
Better believe it.
Because everybody around King David had the same mindset. We worms, and Yah is our help.
Exactly.
He will turn the evil upon those who lie in wait for me. You ain't got to worry about people trying to do you in. Because it's going to turn on their own head as long as you trust and have faith in Yah, which is what he's trying to show us.
Exactly.
Cut them off with your truth. Nothing can conquer truth, can it? A lie cannot conquer truth, can it?
You better believe it.
All right, so you standing on truth? you can't be conquered.
You better believe it.
If you stand on a lie, guess what's going to happen?
They can conquer you.
You're going to crumble.
You can crumble like a cookie.
So King David knew the secrets of life, his connection with Yah, which is why he said, with a free will offering, I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to your name forever, Yah, because it is good. For he has delivered me from every trouble. How many troubles?
Every.
How many troubles?
Every.
How many troubles?
Every.
And my eyes have seen the end of my enemies. What's going to happen to your enemies?
They're going to fall. They came to a bitter end.
King David said, I have seen with my eyes the end of my enemies. Do we have enemies, Yamsu?
Yes, plenty of them.
how are we going to see the end of them?
Most of my enemies so far, I've seen them come to their end.
Yeah. So,
I don't play their game, Katria. I don't do what they do.
King David sacrificed his life to the Most High Yah.
Yeah.
And he ain't just talking about a meat offering or bull offering or a sheep offering. He said with a free will. I mean, with all his heart, all his soul, with all his might, he served Yah. I will sacrifice to you. That's what King David did. He gave his life to Yah. I will give thanks to your name, Yah, because it is good. And he knew that giving thanks to Yah will preserve his soul. For he has delivered me from every trouble. How many troubles did King David face?
Plenty. Plenty.
Did Yah deliver him out of every trouble?
You better believe it.
And my eyes have seen the end of my enemies. Every enemy that King David had, what happened to them?
Just like I have, fortunately. I've seen the end of my enemies. I've seen their days shorten. I've seen them come to an end. When they lied on me, when they tried to undermine me, when they tried to stab me in the back, when they badmouthed me, when they did me good, when they did me evil for good, I've seen them come to the end. And surely, let me tell you, as an elder, if you trust in Yah, you have that Yah awareness relationship, as Joseph had, as King Darwin had, as King Solomon had, even as poor, and Katria alluded to him, Samson had. And it exhibited. Let me show you how it's said. Some of you may question. Oh, no, he did. Okay. He trusted in Yah in the very end. He trusted in Yah in the very end. And Yah came back to him for his aid. Okay? And you may talk about, I found me father. Yeah, they had their shortcomings. But the Most High said, ain't nobody right among y'all. So stop trying to look down your nose at Samson, at King David, at King Solomon, as Joseph. Because in the final analysis, these men had integrity. These men had what I'd like to call a relationship with Yah, and they had a Yah awareness concept. If they went to sleep with somebody white, if they did, in the case of King David, it pricked him. As in case of Joseph, I ain't going to do it. Now, I can't do that because I ain't going to have no fun to doing it anyway. So just make sure you have that relationship with Yah. Just work on you. Use their examples that they share with you. As King David put it all out there on the table for you. He didn't hide his shortcomings. He put it all out there for you to learn from his mistakes and for you to have that relationship with Yah. That if you do make a mistake, if you do fall on your behind, get off your behind and get it right just as quick as you possibly can. I love it. Go ahead, Katria.
Did King David get a vaccination from the Philistines?
Man, shut up.
King David didn't get a vaccination
from none of his enemies.
What?
He didn't get a vaccination from none of his enemies. He knew, because he knew this. He knew this. His enemies didn't have his best interest at heart anyway, no matter what.
So why should we get a vaccination from our enemies?
That's the question I would like to know. I would like to know that too, Cartier.
If you trust the Most High, trust me, you're lining up to get the shot.
Cartier, after 402 years of the same killing, mistreatment, abuse, and dominating, I would like to know the answer to that too.
So Yamsu.
Yo.
They're saying the people that don't get vaccinated are the ones who are spreading the Delta virus.
You knew they were going to flip the script on that.
My question for you, Yamsu, is do you have the Delta virus?
No, I ain't got no Delta virus.
I know I don't got it.
No. All praises to the Lord.
I don't know how in the world I'm spreading it to other people when I ain't got it.
Yeah, well, how can I spread something I ain't got?
Nor did I take the vaccine. I ain't about to.
No matter what they say. And only thanks to y'all. And just like King Darwin said in that last loving song he just wrote. And that's where my strength come from.
And when Yah want to put my soul to sleep with my father's, I'm ready, willing, and able to go.
Contrary, if you're looking where my vaccine shot come from, that's where my vaccine shot come from, okay? That's
you got your vaccine shot from?
Yeah. Trusting in Yah is my vaccine shot. All right, and I'm going to continue to trust in Yah for my vaccine shot and anything else for that matter. Cause I can
when y'all want to take me, guess what?
He gonna take me anyway. Medicine cabin can stop the Most High from getting me if he want to get me anyway.
And guess what, okay. Yamsu?
Yo,
there's a date marked out on the calendar for me.
That's what I'm saying.
And I can't avoid it.
That's what I'm saying.
So, no. When y'all gonna take me out? You gonna take me out?
And that's just that on that, bro. And I ain't got nothing. And now I'm not gonna let these folk have me worried about all this nonsense they talking about. I'm gonna do what I gotta do, how I gotta do it, when I gotta do it, and all that other stuff they talk about. Be scared. Be very scared. The only thing I'm scared of, I have never,
nor will I ever live in fear.
I don't either, Contrail. When I got to go somewhere, Cartrell, I put my mask on, I stay up out of folk face, and they stay up out of my face, and I go do what I got to do, and I get on back to getting in where I got from, okay?
Yeah.
I ain't there in no music hall with no mask off. I'm not in no restaurant with no mask off. I'm not in any venue with no mask off, folk hollering and screaming in my face, okay?
Well,
I'm not within that kind of confines. I don't get out like that. And that way, I respect my own life, and I respect the lives of other people that I come in association with. Okay?
I don't want to hear that
nonsense that they say on the lamestream media. Okay? I'm not giving out nobody nothing because I ain't got nothing to give out. Go ahead, Cartier.
Well, I'm living in cell block 10550.
Yep.
And Most I got me, man.
Hey, you got me too, brother. As soon as he want me, ain't nothing in their medicine cabin can stop him from getting me. Okay?
And he ain't ravaged my body to where I'm spreading some kind of plague to other people.
Me neither, bro. I'm not coughing and sneezing all on folks or none of that. And all praise and glory to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. There go I. There go Cartrell. Okay? And so all that other nonsense, like I said, I don't want to get into that. I'm not in competition with them and they nonsense. That's their thing. They do their thing. I'm going to do y'all thing and we all good. Just do your thing. Let me do y'all thing and we all good. Okay? All right, Pastor. We better get ready to get out of here, my brother and friend. You have any closing remarks before we get out of here?
Yes. Don't trust in science like they're telling you to do. Trust in science. Dr. Fauci. No, Dr. Fauci is not more powerful than Yah.
Oh, well, Dr. Fauci been looking for a remedy for AIDS since how many years? Have they found one? Okay, let's go.
And it wasn't Dr. Fauci who protected us from the diseases of the European. We came over here butt naked on slave ships. And you had bubonic plague and syphilis and gonorrhea and smallpox and every other kind of disease on the planet. That stuff didn't affect us. We are Yah's possession. We are his inheritance. And our solution, our help comes from the Most High. We trust in him like our father, King David, did. And trust me, if I didn't come to find out about King David, I would be a lost soul.
You and me both. You and me both.
The fact that the Most High blessed me to find my king, King David, and his wisdom, I am spiritually strong. I am spiritually connected with the Most High. He's my everything. He's my creator, my king, my father. And I love him with all my heart, soul, and might. And I bless his holy name every day. And he implores all mankind because he's all of our creator. He's our father, our king, to every human being that's on earth. And if you don't get that message in time, you're in trouble.
Real big trouble. Well, Cartrell, thank you, my brother and friend, and I do concur with you on everything you said for that Yah awareness connection for the relationship that is concerning, and as far as the information that King Darwin left in regards to him. I'm down with you 110%, and I concur with you. And everything that you just said in that regards, all praises to Yah in that regard, and all praises to Yah for the listeners. They have the opportunity to understand the Yah awareness connection concept. That's the connection, the only connection that you truly need in life. That is the best connection that you could ever have in your existence. Outside of your woman, your husband, your wife, your sister, your brother, your mother, your father, your friend, the Yah awareness, concept, connection is the very, very best concept, connection that you would ever have in your life. Get with it. Get with it. We love you. Cartrell?
Go ahead, brother.
Go ahead.
That's to the alphabet boys that we try to shut us down.
Yes.
You need to know where the fountain of living water is yourself. Because what the fountain of living water. For all human beings.
Yeah, don't hate.
We ain't trying to hurt nobody. We ain't trying to disrespect nobody. We ain't trying to hate nobody.
We ain't telling nobody run up to the Capitol and fight and kill folks and whatnot. We ain't telling nobody to lynch, rape, rob, and murder people according just because of their skin hue is different than ours. We're not telling that. And don't be lying on us. We want to tell y'all this alphabet, people. I know you hear people saying that we're black supremacists, but here's what I want you to do. Take that concept and apply it to universal white race supremacy concept. Apply to there is no such damn thing, okay? There ain't no such thing. There's only one, and we're not part of it. So stop with the lies, because we don't own nothing. We ain't telling nobody nothing, and we don't control nothing, okay? So let's keep it real, all right? Go ahead, Cartrell.
And the message is to treat the Most High people with respect.
Amen.
Even though we don't know who we are, where we come from, what our roots are, you people do, Alphabet Boy. And the fact that you're trying to keep that from us, you need to set that, get in good favor with Yah while you can. Because you do have a chance to redeem yourself from the wickedness that you've been doing to the Most High's people. The Most High's people are going to wake up regardless of what y'all try to do. There's no thwarting Yah's plan. Yah's plan is eternal. And he made a covenant with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that he's going to keep. That's what y'all got to know.
Well,
trying to kill us. You guys need to stop and bless Yah's people.
Thank you,
Joshua. Every nation on earth needs to pay attention to the Old Testament because we are the children of the Old Testament.
Amen. Thank you, Cottrell. Fellow students, thank you. And as Cottrell said, take us out, take Cottrell out, take me out. It's still not going to change the outcome of anything. That being said, we don't know where y'all going, but we do know this for certain. You're getting ready to leave the Real Talk for Real People show, the Yah awareness connection concept, the people awareness connection concept, different nations awareness connection concept. It's all about relationships, people. We love you. May the Most High bless you, direct you, and order your steps. And matter of fact, get you a steadfast spirit and a new heart. King David asked for one. If it's good enough for a king, it certainly should be good enough for you. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.